evening, everybody. It's Monday evening, which means it is time for the Third and Footlong Show. My name is Darren Lees.
And I'm DT.
Hello, DT.
I have a present for you, Darren.
Do you?
Yes, I have two new sounds to play, because that's what you requested in the text message this week.
Let's go. There's nothing better than, like, a little sound bite for a new section I like.
A ridiculous thing where I've pulled music from all over the internet so we can't get copyrighted.
That's right, yes, where we have to try. And even though our theme music, yes, we went and chose that, and then everybody started stealing it and using it.
Jeff, Jenny and Holmes, GJ Gardeners, someone else as well.
Yeah, I found somebody once when I was listening to the breakfast show coming into work, and I found somebody stealing our music. But they probably paid for it as well, like
we
did.
Paid for it,
we
yes.
did pay for ours. Ours is for real.
Yes, ours is also licensed.
This show that tonight it just seems to have just like come up on me. I was just like, oh my god, it's 6:30. I don't know why. I don't feel the kind of the relaxed vibe.
Well, you were dancing before the show.
I was, yes. Which, if people go to our socials, they'll be able to see.
Yeah, yep. This Friday they'll see Darren twerking.
Mm-hmm. Is that what I was doing? Oh, oof.
That's what you tried to do.
If my kids and that are listening now, they're like, oh, for God's sake, has he got no end to the embarrassment of what he will go? Is he so desperate to make this show so popular that he will do literally anything?
What's even funnier is I have the video, so you can't do anything.
I know, I can't do anything. You could do whatever you want with that video now.
I could even put it in slow-mo to make it look just a bit more attractive.
It's a bit like Ben Boyce, who, you know, the Jono and Ben Boyce. He started doing a load of videos with his kids, and he started dressing like his daughters and meeting them in public places, and I'm like, am I prepared to do that for this show?
Maybe.
We will see.
If you dress like me, it's just comfortable, so you can 100% do that.
I know, and then you forced me to wear something as well.
I know. Vamos Ramos.
Vamos Ramos. But I don't
know what happens. What if we get sponsored to go see the Rams game? Then you'll be very happy you wore that shirt.
Oh, I'd wear anything. I probably would dress like one of my daughters to go and watch the Rams. Yeah, I could do that. Rams, if you want someone to cross-dress for your game, then I'm your person.
Or just for free. Anything.
No, maybe not anything.
That's what you said.
No, I don't remember saying anything.
You said I will wear anything.
Well, I don't quite remember. I think we're going to have to replay the tape at the end of this. I don't remember. Just anything.
Hey, John, did he say he would wear anything?
No.
Please stick through if he did.
Yeah, but he's going to say yes.
Because you did.
No, he's going to say yes just to humiliate me even more. And like you said, get onto our socials. Mm-hmm. YouTube if you want to watch the video version of this show. Facebook if you want to do the food poll. And TikTok this Friday if you want to see
Darren twerking.
High quality action. And you looking
upset
and sad.
I'm very upset about
that. To be fair, there's many a person that would be very sad and upset if I was twerking next to them.
To be fair, I think I had my eyes shut as well, so I didn't notice until we rewatched the video, and I was like, oh, you twit.
So, yeah, get onto those socials. Oh, and Spotify if you just want to listen and don't want to look at us.
Yep, Apple Podcasts or wherever you get your podcasts.
Yeah, or you could just tune into Planet FM 104.6, either on the radio, the old school, or you can do it on the digital listener thing.
On their website.
Whatever the thing's called. So, anyway, how was your weekend?
It was good. I went to Hot Pot, which was nice with my sister.
You went to?
Hot Pot.
Oh, what's this week's kind of artistic thing you were doing? Like, last week you were making... Where's your necklace thing gone?
I'm not wearing it.
Oh, okay.
No, Hot Pot's food.
Okay, what was that then? Is it like a convention or you went and cooked something or...
No, it's like Chinese hot pot. I can't.
Oh, you actually went to eat?
Yes, I went to eat.
Okay, sorry. Yeah. I thought it was like you'd gone and done something.
No,
like...
No. We just went and ate hot pot.
I just saw you and your sister did. You went and just made cool stuff every week.
No, actually, we tried Duke Street hot pot, which is cool because I haven't tried it before.
Excellent.
100% recommend down in Balmoral.
Oh, nice. Good one. Food. You are off on the food vibe.
I'm always on the food vibe.
Straight from the off.
I know. Did you eat any nice food this weekend?
No, I was just flogging myself to death.
Theatre, didn't you?
I was just flogging myself to death in entertainment world. I was at a boating club in Beachlands on Friday night.
Let me guess your diet. It was Pringles, Red Bull, tea, and I want to say a biscuit, but I don't know.
No, there was some oat breakfast bars. No Pringles involved this weekend because there was none at the house. I know.
Nuts.
Eating less than. Although on the way back from the theatre on Saturday night, I did pop into
Macca's.
A drive-thru because I had literally nothing else to eat. There's nothing else open where I live at that time of night. And it's not even anywhere near I live.
No.
Just to kind of, and it was only the small, wasn't a massive, because I'm trying to be good. Yes, but I did two shows Saturday night and a show Friday night.
Did you watch the NBA finals?
I did. I was going to congratulate the New York Knicks.
Do you reckon the Jets are going to win the Super Bowl now?
I think the Giants have got more chance of winning something than the Jets. First NBA title in 53 years, led by Jalen Brunson. They were behind by double digits in every single game, one of which was 29 points, which is the largest amount. I'm just conscious that we had people tell me this week that went, you know what? I tune into the start of the show because you guys are really funny when you talk to each other about your weekends. And then when you start talking about sport, I like stop listening. I'm so don't stop listening. This is just a short interlude of sport.
I went and saw He-Man. That's not sport related.
Oh, did you go watch a film?
Mm-hmm.
Any good?
Yeah, it was fun. It was an enjoyable film.
Because, I don't know if you know, me and my family went to the cinema about 4 or 5 months ago.
Sounds like a Friday outing.
We went to the Cinemagraphic location and we bought these Lux tickets and they said, popcorn and your thing will all be at the, I'm thinking it sound like Mike show, Hoskin yeah. And I ended up in the wrong seat and then had to go and find people and they're like, that's because you're sitting in the wrong section. I went, that's because no one told us where to sit. Anyway, they've given us 4 tickets, thank you, Hoyt's legend. But now we're arguing over what, well, not arguing, but we're having a bit of a discussion about what we should watch. And He-Man was on the list.
It was a very enjoyable film.
New Spielberg film, and
I didn't watch that.
Then next month, The Odyssey's coming out, and the new Spider-Man film's coming out.
Yes.
So the new Spider-Man film seems to be the win at the moment.
Really?
But the problem is the tickets run out on the 31st of July and Spider-Man comes out on the 30th. So, like, it's a very small window to be able to use.
Marvel don't do early release either.
No. So, we've got this. So, if anybody wants to put on our socials or just text me if you've got my number, what film we should be watching? I saw, like, the clip of the Moana live version. Yeah. Nah. I don't know what it is. I like Dwayne Johnson, but he just plays the same character in every film, and I'm like,
honestly didn't think you would go to Moana.
No. Well, if it would have been like, if the trailer would have grabbed me, I'm like, I could have been considered for it, but like, it didn't. I was just like, oh, it's just Dwayne Johnson playing a large guy that just humours people again.
Maui, who's already played, because he played Maui in the cartoon.
I was kind of, so it didn't work. The Odyssey, I thought, that looks okay.
Mm-hmm.
But it could have some boredom factor to it. Spider-Man, I'm not really a superhero guy.
Then He-Man probably also not for you.
No. So I'm kind of... The Spider-Man looked more interesting.
Have you seen the other ones?
I've probably seen one.
Like, do you...
I don't go and watch Batman, but I did see The Dark Knight Rises, and that was a great film. I enjoyed that.
But do you know, like, the story going into the Spider-Man, that he got erased and no one knows that Peter Parker is Spider-Man anymore?
I've seen the thing, and that spiders now go through 3 transitions, and this
is... Cool.
So I've kind of watched the trailer and I've picked that up. I don't want to be, like, spoiler alert for anyone that doesn't watch trailers.
No, well, that happened at the end of last film where he erased himself from people's memories, so no one remembers who Peter Parker and Spider-Man are. Yeah. So that's not really a spoiler unless you didn't see the film that came out 3 years ago, which I don't know what you're doing.
And I don't know. I may have seen it. But I go to the cinema so rarely. I'm not a big film guy. I just struggle with attention. And I have to watch that I don't start picking phones up and texting. And it's like, can't you, for 1 hour, just not?
You could just be like those people go to the cinema and sleep.
To be honest, I did go to the cinema once and I hired one of those day beds. That was amazing. No.
Okay.
The next day, though, I had COVID. I don't know why I had COVID after going in a day bed, but I had COVID the next day. But it was great. Right at the front.
Yep.
In bed, watching films. That's just amazing. So, I just had a notification that my wife's left home. She's probably been listening to this going, I'm not listening to this story again. Like, how many times have I got to hear the story about you going into a day bed? She was there just for the... just so people know that I didn't go to a daybed with someone strange.
Or by yourself.
No, not by myself. So, yes, so the Comedy Clash, which I was emceeing and have been emceeing all month at COVID, semi-finals are now set, start next weekend. So if people want high-grade comedy, the next three weekends is where it's at, two semi-finals and the grand final, and it will sell out. So if people want to go, it will sell out.
I thought you were going to do a Darren joke and say, don't go there.
No, what could you imagine? I'd be banned from the theatre. It'd be like, that's just not even funny. Just get out. I know you'd love to see me banned from the theatre.
No, I thought you really felt like you were setting up a full-on Darren moment, and then it wasn't.
And then it wasn't. I just dragged you down. I would like to set up another sporting moment, though, because this afternoon, not only did the NBA finish yesterday, the Stanley Cup finished this afternoon, and mild joy in our house. The Carolina Hurricanes won the Stanley Cup, defeating the Las Vegas Knights 4-2 in the Stanley Cup. So there's a mild bit of happiness in our house that the Carolina Panthers fan has now an NHL team that's won something that her NFL team can't seem to do.
Didn't her NFL team win the NFC South?
Oh, yeah, division. They've not won a Super Bowl.
Yeah, but they did win the South.
Oh, no.
They've had two very crushing
But
Super
no,
Bowls.
No, not being for... Oh, they have.
Like, they're two very...
And I have had to be present to watch
upsetting.
Both of them. I've been present to watch both of them. One of them in the UK, which didn't finish till 3:30 a.m. when Adam Vinatieri, or whatever his name is,
Vinatieri,
kicked the time-expired field goal. And then the Cam Newton, I'm scared of the football runaway, then get absolutely beast-moded by Von Miller all game.
It was, yeah.
I had to watch, I've watched both of those.
It was rough.
I know. I've had to play counsellor twice.
Rough.
So, guess what?
Do I hit it?
Is this just for the poll?
Yes.
Or is this for facts?
No, this is for the poll.
Oh, you're doing one for the poll?
I did one for the poll and I did one for the facts.
Hell, yeah.
I did the poll one last week, very belated.
Oh, yeah, you bought that. You bought that way late to the party, right? That was quite funny. Your ability to find random things. So this week it was very simple.
Yes.
I wanted to keep it simple.
Mm-hmm.
Because me and you have such polarizing opinions of this. The food poll this week was very simple. It had one word.
Coriander.
Dot, 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 dot.
Yeah.
And the three choices were...
Yes.
No.
Yes.
No.
Yes.
Yes. No. You were saying yes, I was saying no, because that was two of the choices.
Yes.
And the third was, who the hell eats soap-flavoured food?
Also, does it should make nice soap? Like, nice-smelling soap?
When my parents, when I was younger, told me they were going to wash my mouth out with soap, they just stuffed coriander in there instead. It's just... That same effect. Because to me, that's what it is.
To me, it's beautifully flavored.
You love it, don't you?
Well, it's fine.
The poll... excuse me.
I say it took me a while to come around on mint leaves, I find, because mint is quite powerful.
Mint's very powerful. I mean, if you put it in a mojito, it comes out pretty good.
Yeah. But you know, like when you're eating it in like a salad?
It's overpowering.
It took me a while to get used to that.
Do you know what? I find spinach is the same as that.
Yes, I know. You said this the other week to me.
Did I hate spinach as well.
I thought it doesn't overly flavour it for me, but I was like, whatever.
What I'm going to do next week, I'm just going to do a poll with one word.
Celery.
Spinach.
Spinach, okay.
Spinach, dot, dot, dot. Everyone will just think that I lead the most unhealthiest life in the world, because so far all we've talked about in relationship to me is biscuits, Red Bull, Pringles, McDonald's.
You don't like vegetables, though.
I don't mind vegetables. I love a jacket potato. I like carrots.
Okay.
I like parsnip.
These are all root vegetables.
Yeah, well, what other vegetables are there?
Quite a lot, actually.
What vegetable have I not mentioned or have not mentioned?
Peas? You eat peas?
I like peas.
You eat peas?
I like
mushy peas?
Yeah, because I'm English.
I've met English people who don't like mushy peas.
Yeah, but they're not really English people.
I don't really understand what that, like, because I've eaten mushy peas and I've eaten peas, and I don't, like, it's the same thing. I don't quite understand why people don't like
some
mushy
people
peas.
Just, yeah, but it's like people who like cold tomato but not warm tomato.
I've never come across these people, but
they exist. They exist. These people that like, oh, yeah, I can eat tomato if it's cold, but I'm not eating it if it's been grilled.
Oh, okay, because I thought you meant, you know, like, if you see in America those salad bars. To be fair, I don't think I'd be touching any of that. And if I had a warm tomato, but
no.
Absolutely not.
It's like people that, like, it's like those communal nut bowls that, like, They've started doing them at the restaurant, at the theatre. And I'm like, nah. I don't know who's been to the toilet, who's come back, who's groping the nuts.
I also don't trust, you know. I also don't trust that, you know, when you're at a restaurant, they just have sugar on in a bowl on the table.
Yeah.
Yeah, I don't trust that.
Well, I don't trust it because I don't take sugar. Do you take sugar?
I take sugar if I'm tired.
Oh.
Or I call it my dessert tea if I want something sweet.
If I want something sugary, if I'm tired, it's in a liquid format in a can called
Red Bull.
No, I haven't done sugar in hot drinks since about 1991. Okay. Since before you were born.
35 years.
And I don't have sugar on cereals either.
Why?
Because some people put it on, like, Weet-Bix and, and on cornflakes, and I'm like, ugh.
I'm not a sugar and porridge person.
No. It
weirds me out.
If I want something sweet in porridge, I'll go and get a tub of golden syrup.
I just have my porridge straight, yeah.
Do you? Oh, wow. Missionary porridge, let's go. So,
just funny is, like, because people make fun of me at work because I often eat porridge for lunch.
That's fine. That's a great, healthy lunch.
Well, it's just easy because I can just keep it on
the water. Just put it in and you put it in the microwave with milk. Yeah. Oh, what milk do you have, though?
I just have water. I don't have milk with it.
Oh.
I want milk.
Oh, no.
Oh, no to you.
Oh, no to you.
Oh, no to you.
No to you with your scabby water.
Nah.
Ugh.
Nah.
Oh, wow, you're really heavy missionary porridge.
Yes.
1870s Quakers. Missionary Quaker porridge.
To be fair, it's Uncle Toby's, not Quakers, but yes, it's very Quakery.
It is very Quakery.
Mm-hmm.
Do you go to work dressed all in grey? With,
no,
like, a jacket that fastens up to
there? I actually hilariously wear colour and I get called out about it a lot.
Oh, do you?
Yes, because it's apparently inappropriate to wear colour.
Really?
Yeah, no.
Where do you work? Well, don't tell me, I know, but what sort of organisation goes? Could you just wear black or white or just grey?
Or light blue.
And what colours are you? Are you rocking the yellows and the pinks and
stuff? I don't wear yellow. The skin tone don't do yellow.
What do we wear? Are we rocking the blues and purples or the browns?
No, I'm just very highly patterned.
Oh, yeah.
Very colourful.
Oh, wow.
Yeah.
Oh, nice.
Thanks.
I'd like to see that on the show next week. Here we go. So, coriander. Yes, no. Who the hell eats soap food? Soapy flavoured food got 15%. No got 20%, much to my absolute disgust.
Yes.
Got 65%.
Yeah. That's tasty.
We drop into the comments. Sophia was like, lol, I wondered when this poll was going to appear.
Yeah, because you talk about it a lot in your life.
I do. It's a big part. And I said, I'm never one to disappoint. We will be bringing facts again. Now, this is interesting, right?
Should
because
I hit the
we started
button?
To. No, I'm not bringing the facts just yet.
Oh, my God.
No, hold fire.
I hit
fire.
My soundboard
hold
already.
Hold fire.
I really want to hit my soundboard.
Hold fire.
Because it sounds really weird and I'm not sure I got it this right.
Oh, this is fine. Well, then it definitely deserves more build-up. Because you turned around to me tonight when we got here and you were like, are you planning on just doing the facts on your own? And
well,
I wasn't
like, sure because you called it Darren's facts.
Have I hurt you about me doing food facts? I was just looking for non-NFL content and thought I was being useful. But then you revealed.
Yes,
like last week when you revealed about cars and I had no idea about your love of cars.
I don't know why you would know about my love of cars.
I know, but like this just shows. I mean, like,
except you insult my tyre, which is now fixed.
But everybody out there now is sitting there going, do these pair, like, as far as their personal life goes, does it extend as far as DT's tea collection, Darren's Red Bull and vodka, Red Bull and vodka, yeah, that's there as well, Red Bull and Pringle appetite, and do they just talk about the NFL and nothing else? Is that all they know about each other?
I would
other?
Say a lot of our conversation is football-based, yes.
Yes.
Because we have more football to talk about after the show when you people aren't listening.
Yeah, because you hate
crazy.
It. Yeah. But you said that you are actually planning to study. Is it a PhD?
Yeah, I've looked at it. I've looked at doing PhD in food ethnography.
Ethnography.
Mm-hmm. Which is studying culture and food. Yeah.
Which now makes me feel guilty that I actually shouldn't be the one doing food facts. Because
no,
I am,
well, good to.
I am the, my definition of cooking extends to getting some sourdough, toasting it, putting some grated cheese on top and then covering it in HP sauce. That is me cooking a meal.
It's like a Welsh rarebit.
Oh, how good's that? Have that.
No, I like a Welsh rarebit. I was just wondering why you weren't calling it a Welsh rarebit.
That's not how I know it. It's called cheese on toast. Welsh That's rarebit. How I know it. Craig, coriander makes me sneeze uncontrollably, so I consider it to be my get-out-of-work-free card.
That's
Could
random.
You imagine? That's random. Mm. Then Reese, which then inspired me to do the facts. So thank you, Reese. Reese.
Dino.
He's gone. He's too rich and he's too expensive for us to have on the show anymore. That's why I've
taken the facts.
I know, but I'm the poor guy. But Reese has kind of taken this over.
There's a lot of this happening.
I know. I'm kind of like
an angry bird or something.
I'm dropping
Very
the gang
passionate.
Signs or something like that. Reese said coriander, yes. Cilantro, no. And I was like, aren't they the same? And then I started doing some research, and they are not. And it's in the facts.
Okay, can I get my facts thing now?
No, I'm still going.
Oh my gosh.
Laura, girlfriend of Billy T, award winner 2026, Joel Vinson. And Laura is a person in her own right, but she's also the partner and put a large amount of work into Joel's show, I may say.
Laura is a singular person, thank you.
Yes, thank you. Why did I call them Laura's?
Laura. Anyway, what does Laura say?
Apparently, I have the gene that makes coriander taste like soap. Welcome to the club, Laura.
Very loud clap.
But I like coriander. Maybe I should try putting soap on my banh mi. Brendan, who, very good friend of Brendan. A seriously hell yes. Well, you can get out of here, Brendan. And then Joe from Chicago.
Get on!
Oh, you want to talk about my clap and then... Not my clap. My applause.
You should maybe just roll
maybe
on.
Maybe I should just get
roll
some...
On.
I'll just get my antibiotics out of my bag if you don't mind. I prefer cilantro. So the whole cilantro versus coriander thing was really on fire this week. So I know you want to press it and I'm just going to keep talking to stop it. But before you...
Whoa! That's impossible.
That is correct.
Wow.
You caught me out. And because it was a cooking-related fact, I've actually got a present for you.
Go. You're going to make me eat coriander or cilantro on air, I'm guessing? Oh, my God. Wait, is this what you said you weren't sure you were going to get in?
Yeah, and I picked it up on the way over tonight.
Where the hell did you... What do you mean you weren't sure you were going to get it in?
I don't even know what it looks like. Does it look like...
What do you mean you don't know what it looks like?
Well, because I can't see it and I've never
What's
worn
funny
it. This
is
the
is
first time.
It is just on camera.
Is it?
Like,
oh,
by like
excellent.
1 millimetre. Just there in frame.
So I thought Chef Darren tonight would bring the facts.
Do it.
So, are you okay with me bringing facts?
No, I just really want there to be a rat in your head right now.
Oh, you think this is Ratatouille going on here or something like that?
I really want you to have a little rat.
So, coriander facts. Both the leaves and seeds of the coriander plant are edible. While the leaves are often called cilantro, the seeds retain the name coriander.
I'm guessing you don't have either in your cupboard at home.
Well, we do because my family love it.
Oh, okay.
And I don't. Coriander has a distinct flavour. Soap. The leaves taste fresh and citrusy, while the seeds have a warm, nutty flavour.
You really struggled not to swear right there.
I did. I came really close.
I thought you were
about
to.
I came really close. Here we go. Are you liking the facts so far?
Yes, I'm also liking your struggle to not swear about coriander.
Coriander is one of the oldest herbs and spices on record. Ancient texts from Egypt, Greece, and Rome mention its use. There you go. Coriander seeds were found in the tomb of Tutankhamun. This indicates the importance in ancient Egyptian culture. Am I telling you new stuff here, or are you going, Darren, this is not even facts?
Oh, it makes sense.
Some people think coriander tastes like soap.
I don't, but you
Me and Laura. This is due to a genetic variation that affects taste perception. If there's a genetic variation on coriander, what else?
What else? The rest of your family didn't get it.
I don't know. I wonder if Laura's colorblind as well. I need to find out. I wonder if there's this genetic variation that we've got all the same sort of like weird.
So you just want to be related to Laura? Is this
no? But I'm just saying. I'm trying to find. like linkages between, because you've got this interest in like food, I've got this interest in medicine and stuff because I studied a lot of science, and I'm like, oh no, now there's a word that I tried to work out how to pronounce before I came on here, and now I've got to try and pronounce it badly. I don't even know how it's pronounced. Oh no, coriander is used in Ayurvedic medicine. Ayurvedic medicine.
Yep.
It is believed to help with digestion and detoxification.
Mm-hmm.
Coriander is rich in vitamins A, C, and K. Coriander leaves are often used in Mexican cuisine, whilst Indian cuisine uses the seeds and Thai cooking uses the roots.
Actually, on that, do you notice coriander in Indian cuisine?
I don't know if it's on, I ask them to take it out.
Okay. I just was wondering.
I'm like, no.
No.
No. None. Please.
Nine.
So, it doesn't say anything about being used in German. Seeing as you just dropped German.
Okay.
So, there are my 10 facts about coriander. Thank you very much. And thank you for Spotlight Botany for having this chef hat in stock.
I'm trying to work out if you're maybe slitting it, like your head is too big for it up the side.
No. No, it's got a Velcro.
Because I was like, is your head too big for it? That's
no,
really
because
cute.
What's happened is I hadn't tested it and I didn't want to wreck my hair before I came on air because I knew we were going to be filming the social. So
take
I kind of didn't test it on. And so I've just kind of like, this is the first time ever, so now I can properly fit it next time. So if you wonder what the hell we're talking about, wait till Wednesday. Go to YouTube and you'll see this. So
it's close to being out of frame. It's like just perfectly in frame.
Is it back in? Oh,
no,
this is
so
cool.
It's been in frame. It's just like this close and it's
so
funny.
It's so cool. And okay. $8. Eight of your finest New Zealand dollars were used in the making of this segment.
Should we do Blast Recent News quickly?
Let's do it.
And then on to
I got heaps.
Sophomore season.
Let's go. Right, the chef part is over. I can now bring my own hair back into the
That's not actually too
front.
Bad.
Thank you.
Like, in terms of... Cause
that's why
worried.
I tried to make it so it just perfectly slotted down and didn't affect. Patrick Mahomes becomes the first NFL player to have a contract worth over $500 million.
Yep, extended through to 2033.
Indeed.
And he now goes above Dak Prescott in earnings per year.
And Giants extension signed general manager Joe Schoen to a multi-year contract extension.
Other extensions, Joe Payton and Sean Payton for 5 years at the Broncos, extending both of them.
Yes. I mean, the first thing he's got to deal with is the problematic Jonathan Cooper, who has been arrested twice in less than 2 weeks. Injury updates, talking of Denver, rookie quarterback Bo Nix advanced to walk through reps at Bronco practice following his ankle injury.
On injury news, Abdul Carter twisted his ankle in practice. Another Giants player going down.
Oh, fancy that. Giants wide receiver Malik Nabers underwent a second knee procedure to alleviate stiffness, though the team still expects him to be ready for week one.
Dolphins extend center Aaron Brewer to a 3-year $52.5 million contract. Center's getting paid this offseason.
Zach Charbonnet could play in week one, according to Mike McDonald.
Yeah, it's quite astounding because he tore his ACL quite late in the season.
Yes.
I thought this was cool. Jalen Coker signs with the Panthers for a 3-year $35 million extension, which is great because he was undrafted free agent which is always cool when you see them get signed, and he did try it big time last year.
Veteran running back Elijah Mitchell signed with the Philadelphia Eagles.
Chiefs sign L'Jarius Sneed.
They do.
The Chiefs, 1 year, $5 million deal.
That's all my... NFL and Fox Corporation announced a new multi-year agreement to broadcast games in Mexico starting with the 2026 season.
I have some Browns, our old team news. Joel Petonio retires after 12 years. Congratulations to him.
Yeah, congratulations to him. College news, or do you have a bit more NFL?
I've got one more NFL Chiefs trade. Offensive tackle, 1 year Morris, the Falcons in the late round pick swap, which is interesting because the Falcons have done a lot of work in the O-line this year and they still seem to be doing some, so they're obviously not very happy there, which is not great when you have Tua Tagovailoa, slightly injury-prone quarterback, and then also Michael Penix,
slightly injury-prone
quarterback, so that's not a great sign.
The Falcons, the place where... quarterbacks go to die.
Unless you're Matty Ice.
So, three pieces of college news this week. The Brendan Sorsby saga Texas Tech quarterback Brenda Sorsby, who is receiving treatment for a diagnosed gambling addiction, won a temporary injunction allowing him to play in 2026. The ruling has sparked immense backlash.
And then the NCAA, before we came on air, declared they're absolutely not getting your eligibility back.
Wow. So. With Oklahoma Attorney General Gentner Drummond calling for his suspension and rival programs reportedly weighing boycotts against Texas Tech. Similarly, Clemson wide receiver Tristan Smith was also granted a temporary injunction to play.
Because that's across all sports all sports are trying to stop playing Texas Tech. It's not just football.
It's everything is, yeah.
They're trying to be like, no, we're not versing you in anything.
I mean, this is a big deal, right?
That's massive. Like, you can't bet on your own team. That's like the one thing you can't do in sport.
But aren't Texas Tech embroiled with Texas about...
everything.
About everything at the moment.
I don't know why. Horn down. All the
Swamp Makeover.
Yes.
The University of Florida announced plans for a staggering $1.45 billion overhaul of the Ben Hill Griffin Stadium, which is stated to be the most comprehensive renovation in college football history.
It's big. It's massive.
I look at LSU and it's been there for about 100 years, that stadium. You try and overhaul a 104,000-seater stadium. That'd be like... NFL stadium makeover.
Bigger.
And Senate Bill Pushback, that's not his name, that's the title. SEC Commissioner Greg Sankey sent a memo to presidents and chancellors outlining concerns about the proposed Protect College Sport Act. Sankey warns the federal bill could inadvertently trigger more lawsuits and threaten the college football playoff structure. They want a breakaway league.
That whole thing just really hammers home the fact that the American political system is confusing.
Yeah. Which all that. Well, the Louisiana governor was making choices on who the LSU head coach was going to be.
I know. It's just
so the whole thing has just got way too intertwined at the moment.
Too much.
Well, NIA started it, I reckon. And now it's just a slippery slope downhill.
Should we move on to our sophomore season?
Do you want to do it? I bet you've got no music for that, though, have you?
Oh no.
Oh my god, oh my god, oh my god, this is happening.
Wow.
That is for all our segments. That is our segment music.
What the hell was the end? Was somebody getting wheeled out on a like a medical? Was that like Malik Nabers or was that Michael Penix Jr. or Tua Tagovailoa being wheeled out of the complex having been smashed to death?
It is the sound that you will now hear every single week. We have a segment.
Okay, well that's a great piece of music. I like your vibe. I like the cut of your vibe.
With my squeaky... I believe the actual sound effect was called Squeaky Iron Gate.
And it was connected to the music? Or were they two separate pieces? You morphed?
I morph all of our ones and morphed from about seven different sounds.
Your talent. I've told you, I'm not needed on the show. You're the PhD in food, so I'm not needed for that. The NFL, you know way more than I do, so I'm not needed for that.
I want to see you cook, but you won't come cook with me.
What am I? Yeah, I will come cook with you.
Well, let's come cook.
I will cook with you. What's wrong? Would you like one of my vocal zones?
No,
I had to take one before coming on air.
Such a big ear to be like, why won't you cook with me? And then,
Was it emotional?
It was emotional because you won't cook food with me.
My voice is right on the cusp at the moment, unfortunately. Right on the cusp. I'm doing something like 22 gigs this month, and plus my day job, and my voice is really hanging in there at the moment. I'm only halfway through the month.
Sophomore season.
How did you split yours? Because I split mine into three groups.
I just did a bench of players that I want to talk about.
Okay. I did shooting stars, jury out, and work to do.
Oh, I like that. I have a list called worried, as in people I'm worried for.
Oh, that could be my work to do.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Should we start with the worried?
Yeah, let's do those then. What have you got on yours? Let's see if we've got similars.
I have Abdul Carter, second year player.
Ooh.
Did you also have him on your
No, but I did look at him and I sort of walked up to the shop window, looked in and went, I think he'll be okay.
I'm more worried because Ravens pass rush the previous few years, not been that great, hasn't been great in quite a few years. And then you have Ravens players accusing said ex-coaching staff of the fact that they were holding them back being too conservative and not great at pass rushing structures. So I'm a bit concerned for second year player Abdul Carter, who's also been injured now. So
yes,
all in all, not looking
not
great.
The best look. No. So, talking of injuries and work to do, and I have a huge admiration for this guy. I've watched him play live, and I think it's going to end with him being traded.
Travis Hunter?
Correct.
Yep.
Travis Hunter, I think he's eventually going to get traded.
Yep.
I think he's going to be a victim of his own talent.
Yeah.
Trying to do too much. Everyone said that trying to do both offense and defense in the NFL is going to be too much. He's an outstanding talent. Yeah. I watch Colorado a lot.
Need to use him properly, though.
Yeah, I watch Colorado a lot. The fact they're going to put him on D next year, I'm not overly convinced that D's his best place. That's where they need help, I know. I hope he just comes back fit.
Yeah.
Because I watched him play, and it was his first game of the NFL. He wasn't terrible, but you could tell he was trying to slot in. I really hope he comes back. I really hope he goes. And if they trade him, I just hope he ends up somewhere good. So I like him a lot.
I have, so I only have two other players on my worried list, both wide receivers.
Oh, well, I've got one wide receiver on mine.
I have Emeka Ebuka and Matthew Golden.
I have Matthew Golden, yes.
Yeah, he didn't really show up last year. He had zero touchdowns. And I don't know why Packers wide receivers just aren't becoming stars in recent years.
And I don't know whether it's a Jordan Love thing. I mean, he can throw the ball.
Yeah.
He's fairly accurate.
Yeah.
But it's just like ever since Adams and what have you, they've kind of never really been able to replicate
that. Yeah, because they normally have a star wide, because they had like Jordy Nelson for years and went on to Devante Adams. Yeah. Like, they've always had a star wide receiver. It's very odd that they don't.
I did look at a book, by the way.
Yeah, again, I was just concerned because he fell off a cliff.
On my list, Will Campbell.
Yeah.
He struggled, short arms, got pushed around a lot last season.
Absolutely memed.
Memed, yeah.
Yeah.
So I'm concerned. High draft pick as well.
Mm-hmm.
So Will Campbell. John might have an opinion on Will Campbell if he's listening tonight. If not, he will probably listen and talk to me at work about it tomorrow. Ashton Jeanty.
Yes.
Ashton Jeanty was my other one. He has a lot to do this year. If they've really improved that O-line, he's got a lot to prove. He was a great, great in college, but he could not replicate it last year. And I look at that O-line, and I know it's not quite the same, but then I look at the tight end, and he seemed to be able to make it work and record catches.
Before injury,
So.
What was your other two categories? It was stars.
Shooting stars and juries out.
Okay. I want to hear your juries out because I don't have any of those, so let's go.
Okay, jury's out, Cam Ward.
See, I have him on my potential star.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. So you could say that's jury's out, potential star.
Mm-hmm.
He, again, had terrible coaching to start.
Absolutely terrible.
Really struggled throughout the season. I think he's got to perform. He's kind of on a Bryce Young trajectory at the moment.
So he had 60% completion almost, 3,169 yards, 15 touchdowns, 7 interceptions. And then he was sacked 55 times.
Yeah.
And his QB rating was 80.2.
Okay.
So not actually too bad.
Not shoddy.
No.
Second on my jury's out, Jahdae Barron from Denver.
Yeah, I had him on my list. I took him off.
Oh, fine.
I just thought it was interesting he couldn't get the position away from Jaquan McMillan.
Yes.
And I thought that was fascinating. And he's still buried on the depth charts.
And he was first round pick as well.
Yes. Yeah,
so it'd be interesting to see. I think Sean Payton will be paying a lot of attention to defense, seeing as he's given up offensive coordinator calling. Or will he pay attention? Because he's got Vance Joseph, who coached one of the greatest all-time defenses. So what's Sean Payton actually going to do for 5 years with all that money?
I don't know.
No, good on him. He's earned it because he took a Denver team that was an absolute shambles with a noose around their neck and said, you know what, just kill it, and took them and arguably should have taken them to the Super Bowl. I know that John will have an opinion about it, but Denver with Bo Nix would have beaten that New England Patriots team.
Yes, then being crushed by the Seahawks.
No.
Yes.
Not to the way that the, not the way. Could you imagine the Seahawks D against the Denver D? I think the world was robbed of that Super Bowl.
No, what they were robbed of is the Texans D, because they were by far the best D in the league last year. If you're going defense, they were by far the best defense.
Yeah. Do you want my next one?
Yep.
Jackson Dart. Showed lots of promise, got injured. needs an O-line protection, a bit like Tua and a bit like that, tried to do too much.
I think he's going to go down. He's got Greg Roman as offensive coordinator.
Okay, oh, yeah. Yes. Ravens fans will know all about that.
And Chargers fans.
Yes. And then one of our old players,
yes.
Quinshon Judkins.
Oh, so sad, isn't it?
I know. And I think he's got to kind of come back from that and show that he's still the person.
Oh, that's a horrible injury.
I know, it's awful. Yeah.
He's apparently been looking good in camp. Best wishes to him because it was genuinely awful.
Yeah, shocking injury. But jury's out purely because we saw half a season.
Yeah.
And it'd be good. So in my shooting stars list, I'm going to let you go now.
I'm going to start off with two Browns, actually.
Ooh!
I'm going to go...
I've got a Brown.
Carson Swissinger, who Defensive Rookie of the Year.
Let's go.
He was amazing.
I got him.
Then he lifted up the defensive unit and he's crowded the middle. Like, he's just going to be fantastic. I think they got a really good one there. Because to be a rookie and calling the defense is absolutely...
Yes, it's outstanding.
Yeah.
And so, especially now losing Myles Garrett.
Yeah.
I was kind of looking and going, Oof, is that going to hurt? Or is it a chance to step up? Because, yeah.
Then the other one I have is Harold Fanning Jr.
Ah, nice.
He did good. He 72 receptions, 731 yards and 6 touchdowns. David Njoku has now left the Browns to go to the Chargers. So I think they've got a good lead man there for the dog pound. And I think it's going to be exciting to see him this year. And I still don't know who's throwing to him. But hopefully someone, because the Todd Monken's offense used tight ends a lot in Baltimore, so bringing it over to the Browns with Harold Fanning Jr. Let's go.
Well, it's interesting because it seems like a couple of these quarterback battles aren't resolved.
Absolutely
at least
not,
three
no.
of them.
No.
And that's one of them.
Yeah.
They are still talking. That Shadur.
But we know there's going to be some random trade they make in July.
Oh,
you
gosh.
Just know it. You know they're going to trade for some random ass person from some random roster.
I told
roster.
You, when I did my pick for the draft, I thought they were going to take Ty Simpson. I'm like, here we go. If ever I saw the Browns at 5 do something, taking Ty Simpson at 5 is going to be the one. Nick Emmanuel from Seattle.
Yeah, fantastic.
Yeah, great player.
He was a big reason that defense was so good last year.
Yeah.
Like, Mike McDonald moved him around. He's smart. He's aggressive. He will be so cool.
Yes.
Board. So, yeah, I also have another safety.
Go.
I have Xavier Watts, Falcons safety.
Okay.
Yep.
Falcons are a bit weird last year.
I know, but he has a good mentor in Jesse Bates. He played really well. Like, he 96 tackles, 5 interceptions, 11 pass defense, more breakups, whatever you want to call them. And I just think he's going to look really good in that defense backfield with the two Terrell brothers, and you've got Sidney Brown as well coming on the rotation. So, yeah, I just think it'll be a fun backfield for the Falcons, considering their O-line's obviously got some issues.
Have you got your voice ready?
Yes.
Next player for me is from the Bears.
Bear down!
Colston Loveland, yes.
I knew you were going
to play. Colston Loveland, even though playing with one of the most average quarterbacks in the NFL, outstanding season. Brock Bowers-esque type debut season. I really wanted him to be traded to the... I really wanted him to be drafted by
your team.
A team that I follow, and I was gutted when it didn't happen. Because he went about 10, didn't he, or something? Loveland, 10 or 11?
Yeah, he got picked before Tyler Moore.
he went high. Demon's nearly on my list, by the way.
I have a different tight end on my list.
Okay.
Aronde Gadsden of the Chargers.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, I think he played really well.
The Chargers were a bit weird last year with their offense and injuries.
Well, because their wide receivers disappeared and he was like the only one left. He was a big target for Justin Herbert, and I think he will be sharing targets with David Njoku, but I reckon Mike McDonald's offense, I think he'll have a good role to play.
I looked at Travion Henderson and Amari Hampton. I was like, oh, they could appear in this somewhere, but I didn't go with them in the end. Next one I went for was Tyler Shough of the Saints.
Thought you would.
Yeah, you know my thoughts. I believe the Saints are going to win that division next season. I'm high on the Saints. Yeah, I know Kellen Moore. Well, it could all implode, but I think Tyler Shough, and they've put some good parts around him as well, drafted well. So, and as I said to you, I think if that season's another 2 weeks, the Saints win that division and not the Carolina Panthers.
So I have two more players left.
You go.
I've got Trey Amos, cornerback for the Commanders.
Wow, okay.
I really enjoyed watching him play. The Commanders' defense was obviously not that great, but I think he's going to be like a good cornerback for them. I just really liked because he would come up and he would deliver the hit.
You like the hard hit.
He would come from you know, especially in the screen passes, he would come from about 10 yards out and boom, and then the screen pass would be broken up and I'm like, yay. Yeah, okay.
Tetteroa McMillan.
Yes,
I've been high on Tetteroa McMillan for the season. I hope that he gets a good second season. A lot of questions at Carolina around Bryce Young. Obviously, the drafting of the Georgia quarterback, whose now name is completely
Georgia Tech. Haynes King.
Yeah, I think that puts a little tiny question mark over the top of Bryce Young. He's been given some protection in the off season, so I think the biggest challenge for McMillan's tall, great hands, great catch. Don't think Bryce Young's got the power to maximize him to throw deep into the end zone, challenged catches. I don't know
because he's tiny.
I know he's tiny. He's very small. He's very Kyler Murray. He's not 5'11".
But Kyler Murray's got the arm.
Stock. Yeah, he's got. But it's because he's baseball.
Yeah, but like you can't. No one can ever pretend that
Kyler Murray. It's like Patrick Mahomes. They've got that baseball background, right? But I think Tetteroa McMillan's great. I think there was a lot of concern coming in that he was more interested in volleyball or whatever that other sport was that he was supposedly interested in. I think he had a great first season, rightfully rookie of the year. So I'm high on him for year two. You said you had one more.
I was going to leave it at Tetteroa McMillan. I can do my last one though.
Yeah, absolutely. Well, you should bring it.
Donovan Isaraku, the edge for the Cowboys.
Oh, Cowboys, yes.
Yeah. He was very good against very good against the run. Really well graded out. He was explosive. He was fast. And guess what? He was violent.
What a surprise. I know one day me and you are going to take to the field together. And you're going to be on D. And I'm going to be on O. You're not. Because you ain't going to catch me.
Oh, Darren.
You're not going to catch me. You're not.
No, I'm a geek.
You're not. The only way you're getting me is your 15-yard penalty when you finally catch up with me in the end zone.
Oh, I'm going
to
hit you.
You're not.
Oh,
you're not.
Hurt.
I know you want to.
It's going to hurt.
And you're probably going to hurt me a lot.
Boom. <That's>
We've still got to do a kick.
No,
there's still
I just
a
can't
kick
wait.
To be done.
No. I can't wait for your wife to go, I told you so.
I think the only way you're going to do it is through penalty. I'm going to run out of bounds with the ball and you're going to hit late, or I'm going to be in the end zone already there before you're going to come in, you're going to hit late, and you're going to go, well, it's just a one-off play, so I'll take
the
15-yard penalty. Do you reckon what position would you play then? Are you going to come up again?
Safety.
I'm going to be wide receiver, you're going to be safe, so you're going to try. Because is there much of a height difference between us? There's a little bit, not much.
Yeah, I think you're taller than me.
Yeah, but it'd be interesting.
I'm
going to get padded
up. Really,
if you are actually coming out to hit me hard,
I'm going to
have to wear pads. So it means you're going to have to find someone that's got pads.
I'm sure we can
for us to play.
For me to hit you.
Oh wow, we've really burnt the show tonight. Well, 12 minutes to go.
Do you want to do your showdown?
Oh,
am
God.
I doing showdown?
I'm going to do it.
I did prepare showdown in case.
I did prepare showdown.
I didn't know.
Are these for next week now then?
I don't know. It's up to you.
It could be. We'll see. The cards. I think people are going to feel robbed if we didn't do the cards this week. But
should we do showdown first?
Let's do showdown. Well, I had two choices tonight, and both of them relating to similar things. But I'm going to really go out tonight. I'm really going to push it out tonight.
Go.
I was going to be very sort of vanilla generic. Would have gone, Darren, what is that? But tonight instead, I'm bringing game. I'm bringing prediction.
Okay.
I'm bringing prediction of domination.
It's of football, right? Because if it's another sport, I really can't help you.
No, really. I would never do that. No, not in this section. I did toy with some food-related one, but tonight I'm sticking with football.
Food's fine. Any sort of other one. FIFA World Cup, I'd be like, I don't know.
After the Myles Garrett trade, and given the strength of what Seattle already are, and given how strong that San Francisco always seem to be no matter what, The NFC West will win three of the next five Super Bowls.
Do you remember when we were doing, at the start of last year, we were doing all of the different divisions, and like we bought that stat, I can't remember which one of us did, where the NFC West had won the most Super Bowls,
yeah.
In the last 20 years, by like a ridiculous percentage. So yeah, I could 100% get behind that, because yeah, the Rams are going all in, and they seem to actually work when they go all in, because it worked last time.
When they went, when they got rid of Goff and they bought him. And I almost went Rams three out the next five, as in like a Chiefs-style dynasty, but Matthew Stafford's not going to be around long enough.
No, I also think sometimes they need a retooling, like a re-energizing year. Because they go all in, and that's quite tiring. So I'm not sure if they are sort of that team that can repeat.
Sure if the Seahawks are set up to repeat this year.
I think because you've got a big question mark at offensive coordinator.
Yeah.
He comes over from he's the tight ends coach. I can't remember his name. But he's tight ends coach of the 49ers for years, and now he's come over to the Rams. Hasn't called offense before, so that's always interesting. Sam Darnold, you don't know if it was a one-hit wonder sort of situation or if he is actually good. So I think the Seahawks is interesting because not sure.
I think when you look at Darnold, though, is that 2 14-win seasons?
Yeah.
So he's gone back-to-back. Two different teams.
Has JSN.
Yes.
Like, it's so both seasons, he's an arguably top five wide receiver.
And if Chabonet is back, that's going to bring play action hard into it.
Notre Dame right
yes,
back.
Yes. Oh, God. Not Jeremiah Love.
It's
Jadavion Price.
Price is a
Price. Yeah, Jadavion Price, yeah. So, but we don't know, you know, I mean, obviously Love got so much press that we don't, do we really know how good Price is, but like,
I would say that the Rams will win the first Super Bowl of your three.
Yeah.
I'd say Seahawks could potentially do another, and then I'd say the 49ers last, because I think the 49ers have reached the tail end of their talent, because they're all quite old and
very injured.
Yeah, like, so
but like, it didn't matter how injured they were last year.
But they ran out. They just ran out. Like,
I mean, you can.
Out.
I mean, the line kind of ran out of players to just keep pulling off the line.
So,
and of course, Brock Purdy has been known to be a bit injury prone. And we don't know what the Cardinals are going to be. There's a rebuild there. Obviously, Gannon's gone.
Do you want to go all in and say the Cardinals will win one of your three Super Bowls?
I don't know. You're going to have to see what the build looks like this year. Obviously, they've still got quarterback issues.
Mm-hmm.
Because still payment issues.
What LaFleur brother do you think is going to win the Super Bowl first? The Green Bay Packers or the Cardinals LaFleur?
I reckon it could be neither.
Yeah, that's what I mean.
I reckon it could be neither. I'm only just interested in the Cardinals because, like, you look at, like, the AFC West. Can the Raiders become...
It's about like what
do you know what I mean?
Ravens
I mean, if the Raiders start to become competitive, that division could also go on a winning, you know, three of the next five without Kansas.
If all four teams become really good,
they
all cannibalize
each other.
None of them.
That's
works.
Right. They end up at like 12. And then they end up at the fourth seed.
Besides the NFC West, if you look at most Super Bowl winners actually come out of divisions that aren't very good.
And it's only happened like five times, six times, repeat.
Yeah.
It's hardly ever happened, right?
Mm.
And there's a reason. I mean, what is it? Kansas, Patriots, Broncos. There's not many that have done it.
Mm.
So, but I've got a feeling the NFC, when I look at it, again, you've got kind of Chicago and Detroit and Green Bay and Minnesota punching each other out.
I don't think Green Bay is in it at the moment.
No, but they're competitive enough that they could destabilize one of those over a one-off game. So I look at the NFC and you look at the South. I don't think there's a Super Bowl winner in the South at the moment. We've looked at the North, you know, and looked at the West. And so
the East.
Then you've got the NFC East, right? And you go...
Huh? Cowboys, Eagles.
Yeah. The Eagles seem to... There seems to be a Sirianni problem going on at the Eagles. The Cowboys, everyone today after the Knicks won, everyone's going, you know, you look at the two biggest franchises in like their sports, the Knicks are huge. They'd sell for like $12 billion if someone wanted to buy them.
Sorry,
and
but
the
like,
Cowboys is probably... People were kind of talking then about the Cowboys.
I don't know
going,
much about basketball. And like, if you think basketball, the first team I think of is the Lakers. It's not the Knicks.
The Knicks are a hugely historic franchise.
Yeah, but
that
it's the Lakers. Like,
but
Lakers
you look at the Knicks, they're enormous, right?
But
they're
like,
enormous.
The Lakers are the Cowboys of the NBA.
But then you look at the Cowboys and they're enormous, but they've never been able to do it over the last 20, 25 years either. So you've got these historic franchises. And when the Knicks won it today, I was listening to some radio on the way over and people are going, got to be the Cowboys next, surely. They're the next big franchise. But I'm not sure they're tooled for it. And I think the Dak window is kind of like...
Oh, the Dak window is starting to close because he'll retire soon.
Yes. So...
Yeah.
But I don't know. I mean, what do you reckon the NFC West is the strongest division in the NFL?
I would say it's the best coaching and, yeah.
Ooh, that's a big claim.
Well, I think it is. Because you now, Sean Payton is just a general manager coach, so he's not actually doing anything.
But, you know Payton.
And then Andy Reid is one of the best coaches. Raiders coach Kubiak, who knows, never been a head coach before.
But Harbaugh, who has a phenomenal NFL record, phenomenal college record.
NFL win really bad. That's what I always find interesting.
Look at his record before he came back.
No, but
he still had a winning
record. The 49ers end of Harbaugh was not good. Like those 2 years, it was not, like it went really far down quite quickly on Harbaugh. Just what I always find interesting. I feel like people forget that.
And apart from a couple of like silly losses, they should have really won that division. They were in control of that division, and then Denver kind of. So when I look at the two strongest divisions, I think the Wests are probably the strongest in their conferences.
I would say the hardest one, though, still by far, is the NFC North, just for the fact where they're located and they have to play outside in the cold. Because when you have to play in Chicago, when you have to play in the Packers, I think those are two very difficult locations to go into and win a game.
Oh, horrific, right?
Like, really bad.
Well, it's like trying to go to Buffalo in New England, right? It's like...
But those are, so that's why I always think, because, like, you're on the West Coast.
But if you're talking the North, then you've got to talk the other North, right?
Yeah.
I mean, going to win at the Ravens, the Bengals, the Browns...
The Steelers.
I mean, that's
They're very hard environments to win in. So I always think, when people are like, oh, what's the more difficult? I'm like, well, how are you talking about this in difficulty way? Are you talking about it in, like, the team build? Are you talking about it in the organisation? Are you talking about it just in the general conditions? Because they're bloody brutal conditions in the NFC North.
I mean, I look at the NFC North and I go, they're all capable of beating each other, but I don't think they're as good as the AFC West.
Oh, no, and I wasn't even saying the AFC North were up there. I'm just saying, location-wise, they're very difficult.
Yeah.
And then the worst stadium to play in is Lincoln Field in Philadelphia.
Oh.
There's absolutely no, absolute worst stadium. There's really no, like, question or qualms about it. That is by far the worst. And almost you
is
could
that
go,
because of the aggressive nature?
It's because of the aggressive nature. It's because of what, the players. It's just that. So I think that's not great. And then when it's cold there, it's also not fun. Because it turns into slush a lot. It's like slushy snow.
Yeah, they had a playoff game like that last year, wasn't
Which
it? It was horrendous, wasn't it?
Yeah.
But then you look at...
They had the whiteout game as well.
Yeah, you look at what's that? Foxborough, that's miserable. Mm-hmm. And so is the Bills. Oh.
Then the Bengals stadiums are also terrible.
Yeah.
And that's also in part due to the fact that the ownership doesn't put any money into the stadiums. The stadium's also not in great condition.
No.
So, yeah.
So, yeah, I personally think they've got that ability to be a dominant division. I just don't know what the Chiefs are going to do.
They already have been.
Well, they have
from
the history, but, like, I mean, moving forwards.
Because even if you look at it from, like, 2015 onwards, they were very dominant. Because 49ers were in multiple Super Bowls, Rams were in multiple Super Bowls, so, yeah.
Yeah.
The Seahawks, if you go back just slightly further to 2012, they were in multiple. Like, they've been in Super Bowls for most of the last 20 years.
I think the big question is going to be over the Chiefs, like what Patrick Mahomes is going to come back. I mean, they've taken an enormous gamble, having not seen him play after that injury, to offer him $500 million.
I think it's a good business decision.
Oh, it's a great decision if it works.
I think it'll work. He's Patrick Mahomes, yeah. He's got that psycho gene.
Yeah, but you can only get hit so many times, right?
I know, but he's got that psycho gene.
He's got
that Tom Brady sort of... that only some players, or like Cristiano Ronaldo, there's just certain people who have a different mentality that will make the sacrifices. Yeah.
I need to get the Patrick Mahomes diet and maybe I should try that. So anyway, that's our show. We didn't even get to the cards.
That's all right.
Oh, they'll be back next week. So, as we said at the start, get on our socials. Please follow, subscribe. You'll get a whole raft of cool stuff, including me twerking to DT. So, anyway, that concludes our show. My name's Darren Lees.
I'm DT.
And that's it for another week, and we look forward to your company next Monday night.
Diversity on